Full credit where credit is due by you.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need to accept that you not were wrong because been previously right, but, yes. You know, when things have – we talk about self-improvement on this podcast a lot. You know, we're one of those. And, you know, when things go away and look at what they need to work on and come back a better product, and you just got to give them credit, like you said. So, you know – all will be revealed.
Yeah, ice baths, meditation, that sort of stuff. But
the state of South Australia and their racing in particular has been listening to a lot of self-help podcasts and reading the books, and you've walked through the doors of Moorfield now and there's little saunas and ice baths everywhere. It's self-improvement plan.
Yeah. Hey, it's paying off.
Literally.
It is. It literally is. Second of Portsea might be running this weekend or on Anzac Day, so you'll have to tune in to the Instagram to see that. But sensational racing in South Australia, unbelievably. The Brisbane Carnival is kicking off as well. If you were to have a bet this weekend, where would you do it?
With the good people at Ned's, definitely. You can do everything you want with them. You can get weird and exotic as well, which I know you like a lot. You've provided a few tips for one of the features where, you know, maybe if you were interested in a Ned same race multi, you could chuck that on and it'd give you some juicy odds, I think. And maybe you could follow us in as well with the Ned's profiles.
Yeah, yeah. If you like what we're putting down on the day, just go to our Ned's profiles and copy what we've got going on there. But yeah, should be good.
Let's go.
But what are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. We've done it again, mate. We're doing another bonus
episodes.
How good. It's just, you know, just something to tick over the interest of the Moonee Valley Friday night group ones, but this edition, I reckon it's probably the best that we've seen since we've started the pod.
Yeah, it is. It's a cracking race. Lots of chances. Friday night Group 1 racing. I'd love to be at the track one day, actually. We should do that.
Oh, especially before they redo it. So, it's 180 metre straight, but it's going to about 380 metres.
Cool. I didn't know that.
So, they're basically redeveloping the whole track, what it looks like, but the amphitheatre style grandstand staying. But I do want to see the valley for the valley.
Yeah, you know? Sharp corners.
But yeah. No, we'll put that on the list, mate. So, we're just going to preview the William Reid Stakes. Do it quickly because we have a bit to dissect for our main podcast for the week, which hopefully that goes forward. But yeah, William Reid Stakes, mate. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, mate, there's a ton of speed. Who leads here?
Pippi.
I reckon, yeah. Pippi Ancestry, maybe?
They've confirmed they're taking him to Mornington. So
he's not even running.
He's not running.
Well, there you go. I know Bella Vella's dual acceptor as well.
Unsure, yeah.
Well, Pippi definitely leads then. Provide a good pace. Will he get challenged up front? We'll see. But, for me, when I'm looking at Moonee Valley, I look at who's already raced there before and who's done well.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Got Hey Doc, who's a dual Group 1 winner at the track. Ancestry, well, he was an absolute gun at the track. Pippi, she's won at a Group 1 at the track, I'm pretty sure. And then Brooklyn Hustle absolutely thrives around the valley.
Loves the valley. And then you've got some of the younger horses, Portland Sky and Swatsat, who've only had one run there but won it. So what does that tell you? Don't know.
Yeah.
They can get around it, but how's the quality of the races?
Who knows? I think there's a clear on top selection in this race, and I'd be shocked if you didn't have the same horse. Libertini, first up in this race. She beat Classic Legend first up last prep.
She sure did.
She's 5 from 7 on a good track, which it will be at the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
She's been racing against far better opposition than this previously. Yeah. I think she's right in the game.
Yeah, first up, she's an elite horse. I don't have her on top, but she's in my numbers.
That shocks me.
Yeah.
She's your girl. What's she done?
Oh, she hasn't done anything wrong. She's done nothing wrong to me. But there's something else that I like here at odds. I think it's genuinely over the odds. Down the bottom, what's that?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I really liked his two runs, his prep. Third, first up in the Lightning Stakes, and then a fifth in the Newmarket. Watched a replay of that, and she was just fighting on the whole time. But because she drew, I think, barrier 17 or 18, she was right at the edge of that pack that split off to, if you're watching it on the left-hand side of the screen. And she just sort of got moved every time the pack moved. So I don't think she really enjoyed that run too much, but she's a fighter. Launches out of gate four here. I think Moonee Valley, as you know, mate, first probably five or six barriers is really where you want to be. So I think she launches out of that, gets a good run. She'll be right in the finish. I think she's really over the odds. So maybe she'll finally get the chockies over September run. And three-year-old fillies, mate. She's treated pretty well at the weights. I think a few other horses aren't. Portland Sky, who won me a Group 1 recently, gets another six kegs on the back. I don't know about that.
Yeah, Wait for Age, I don't think he's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I found what's that as well. Yeah, exactly same nose. She was just in the bad part of the track. You look at Flit, Brooklyn Hustles, what's that? They all drew the outside and all the winners came from the inside, which is the complete opposite of about the last 6 months of racing at Flemington. So, she's in my numbers as well. But, yeah, I think Libertini will be too classy for mine. I've got her on top. Tommy Berry flies down from Sydney to ride. Huge.
I noticed that. Yeah, big tick.
So, it's good to see that the jocks are actually flying in between states now. But I had spots that running second and I can't leave her out. Brooklyn Hustle running third.
She'll run a good race. She could storm home.
She's actually drawn well now.
She has. Yeah, she has.
Barrier seven. So, she doesn't have to get right so far back. She can sit middle of the pack.
Yeah. The bad thing about Brooklyn, as you know, is she just needs a lot of luck. Yeah. I don't know if she'll get it here, but I've got Swatsat winning. I think Libertini, yeah, classy horse. I think that's the key danger. And I think Hey Doc's a key danger as well. Launches out of that barrier, proven at Moonee Valley, treated pretty well at the weights. I think he'll run well.
Yeah. No, Way for Age is definitely his go. Did hear that apparently the stable was a bit concerned that he's just not as fresh.
Right, okay.
Sorry, not as fresh, not as wound up as they'd like him to be.
Okay.
So, I think he might need another run. His grand final's the Goodwood in Adelaide this prep. So, but yeah, plenty of other chances in the race. But yeah, short, sharp.
Yeah, mate. $14, that's good odds.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
Mate, what's that? I think, yeah, interesting that we both have gone around September run.
Yeah, not here. Don't know.
Yeah. The three-year-olds are just, I don't know. I just think they're bang average. And spots that, big tick for her. She can camp right behind the speed. She's proven at the Valley. She's run really, really well there. She likes a hard track. Johnny Allen on board. You don't see him ride 54 kilos that often either.
No, you don't. And with September run, I think $5.50 is too short. She hasn't run at Moonee Valley before. Barrier 12 is not a good draw. Despite her going back, I think she's going to have a ton of work to do on a pretty short straight. So,
yeah. No, fair enough. Cool. Well, we'll see you and you'll be listening from us really soon because we're doing Golden Slipper Day at Rose Hill after this.
Yeah, boy.